Homes, offices, government agencies, businesses, so much of our world is tied together by computers. Some sociologists say the very complexity of these systems may now be the cause of unavoidable accidents. These researchers saw the Y2K computer bug as a test of their theory, and they say the quiet rollover to the new millennium taught them that these complex systems may be more resilient than expected. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Lee Clark's official title at Rutgers University is sociologist, but really he says he's an ambulance chaser. Clark is fascinated by why things go wrong, big things, the Exxon Valdez oil spill, the Challenger explosion, and train wrecks.
People accuse me of looking for the dark side, but I'm not a worrywart. I get on airplanes. I would fly on the shuttle if they invited me. I'd love to fly in a fighter jet. And I didn't sell my stock portfolio before Y2K.
Clark says that when an accident happens, our instinct is to blame it on someone or something. The law needs a criminal. Newspapers want a headline.
It's the natural tendency. Our culture is highly individualistic. We want to find the culprit, because if we can find the one guy who did things wrong, the operator error, the pilot who shouldn't have stayed up, you know, 6 more hours, then we can say, okay, we have found the problem. We can feel safe. We can fire her, and everything's fine.
But often, modern accidents don't have a single cause. Take the nuclear accident at Three Mile Island in 1979. There was a problem with a safety relief valve and a water cooling system at the same time. One failure would have been fine, but the two fed on each other. The controllers couldn't figure out what was going on, and some radioactive gas escaped. No one could have foreseen that happening, Clark says.
It's a much less comforting view of the world, because it says that some of our vulnerabilities are built in, become inherent in the system itself.
So the Y2K computer bug seemed like the perfect test of this idea, a chance for multiple things to go wrong and cause unanticipated accidents. The father of normal accident theory, as it's called, is sociologist Charles Perrow at Yale University. In a re-release of his 1984 book last year, Perrow wrote that he expected some power outages, problems at nuclear power plants, air traffic control failures, and even maybe an economic crash on January 1st. He was wrong, but he doesn't regret it.
Let's put it this way. The details were off a bit.
You mean you think maybe it was a little bit ahead of its time?
I like that even better. That's wonderful. Yes, a little bit ahead of its time. A premature prediction of catastrophe.
He says the world's computers and businesses are not as connected as he had thought. But the quiet passage of midnight, December 31st, showed he was right about something else, he says. The world is not a circle of dominoes waiting to fall. It takes many failures to add up to catastrophe.
It reinforces the conclusion I had in my book, but I was surprised to see it this way, that it's hard to have a major accident or a catastrophe, because you have to bring together a lot of things in an untoward way. And this is hard to manufacture.
Not all sociologists were surprised by how Y2K played out. Carlene Roberts at the University of California, Berkeley, didn't expect much to go wrong, because she has faith in the human ability to handle complexity. Just as your car has a foot brake and an emergency brake, many operations and machines have built-in redundancies. And if you want to see something complex that rarely fails, she says, just look at Navy aircraft carriers.
It's incredibly complicated. You have airplanes taking off and landing every 48 seconds. On a deck that's wobbling around, you have airplane maintenance going on, you have fueling and refueling and recrewing going on all the time, and by the way, you have to feed those 6,000 people and house them and put them to sleep.
But the world is certainly becoming more tangled, Robert says. Every year, more commercial planes crowd the skies, and computer programs grow longer. The Y2K crisis showed us how interconnected we are. The phone companies need electric power to run, but electric power companies need phones to communicate if everything goes wrong, for instance. Complexity is addictive, Robert says. It's tempting to dream up a complicated air traffic algorithm that can handle more planes, for instance, but she says Y2K should be a warning not to make things too complex.